This morning, former Vice President Joe Biden became the 20th Democrat to get in the 2020 presidential race. Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter, is with me now to discuss that and the state of the race as it now stands in New Hampshire. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon.
So, Josh, after 8 years as vice president and decades of representing Delaware in the U.S. Senate, Joe Biden is definitely a known quantity. But what's his political experience been like here in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, he did run for president twice before this in 1988. You know, back then he was seen as a strong candidate when he got into that race. That campaign lasted only 4 months. It was hurt by issues of plagiarism, both of campaign speeches and some issues when Joe Biden was a law student years before that. There was also an unfortunate incident for Biden that happened here in New Hampshire that was captured in Claremont by C-SPAN. A voter asked Biden about his law school record. Biden got very angry very quickly, said he bet he had a higher IQ than the voter did, and then he followed up with a bunch of claims about his academic credentials that were not accurate. And, you know, if you watch the exchange on C-SPAN, it's pretty cringe-inducing. You know, and when that video became a big news story, Biden ended up quickly dropping out. He ran again in 2008, and, you know, 20 years later, he was stressing his experience and on foreign policy, you know, with Democrats that year really focused on Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Biden never really picked up steam here or really anyplace else. And after a bad finish in Iowa, he pulled the plug before ballots in New Hampshire were even cast. So, you know, a mixed record for Joe Biden here in New Hampshire as a candidate and, you know, as a campaigner. But, you know, 8 years as vice president to Barack Obama, that's no small thing. You know, how big it turns out to be this year, you know, remains to be seen. But, you know, having big name recognition in a large field is certainly a good thing to have.
You mentioned the big field. It seems like they've all been here lately. What's the state of this race as Biden gets in?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, it has been very busy. Voters are engaged and there have been, you know, big crowds at a lot of the events I've attended, bigger for some than others. But, you know, it really does feel wide open. And, you know, it may be. But, you know, with so many candidates splitting the vote, you know, means the guy who won the last New Hampshire primary with ease, Bernie Sanders, is also, you know, looking pretty good. And, you know, issues that Sanders alone championed 4 years ago, single-payer health care, tuition-free college, you know, I could go on. Those are now pretty much mainstream among Democratic candidates. And, you know, with his core issues being where many Democratic voters now seem to be, you know, he's looking pretty good. I mean, we're still a very long ways off. And, you know, most Democratic-leaning voters I talk to say, you know, they plan to really weigh their options. You know, I was talking to a Democratic strategist who made the point that, you know, traditional measures of campaigns here, you know, you roll out endorsements, you announce your county chairs. That doesn't seem to be happening this year. And, you know, she chalked that up to the fact that Democrats realize they've got a really serious choice to make in choosing someone to take on President Trump and that, you know, those decisions may come later. But, you know, voters I've talked to here have really confirmed that they're weighing their options carefully and that they don't plan to make up their mind for a long time.
So when Joe Biden gets here, I believe he's coming for the first time, May 13th. What's he going to hear from voters?
Well, you know, a big part of the choice Democrats face is obviously about the direction of the country. And if you watch Joe Biden's announcement video, he's certainly casting that choice between continuing with President Trump or choosing someone else in very, very stark terms. But, you know, if you go to a Democratic event, you can also see many ways in which voters here see this race as one about the direction of the Democratic Party. You can hear that in the questions that candidates are being asked on policy issues, be it health care or global warming or criminal justice. But also there's lots of soul searching generationally for Democrats. And you know, there's also a lot of talk about what you might call identity issues, things like gender, race and age. And, you know, on issues like those, you know, those are things Joe Biden, you know, is going to have to navigate.
That was NHPR's Josh Rogers. For all of our coverage of the 2020 New Hampshire primary, you can visit nhpr.org. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.